Masechet Zevachim Perek Bet Mishnah He. In the last Mishnah, we spoke about situations where a person had different intentions during different parts of the Avodah. Here we'll talk about a person who had different intentions within the same Avodah. Mishnah says, Le'chol kezayit bahutz u'chazayit le'mahan. If he intended during one part of the Avodah to eat the kazayit of meat outside of its place, and also to eat a kazayit of meat tomorrow, which is past the time that you're allowed to eat the korban. Kezayit lemahar ukezayit bahutz, or the opposite. He had intentions to eat a kazayit of the meat tomorrow, and a kazayit of it outside of its normal place. Kahatzi zayit bahutz ukahatzi zayit lemahar, or he intended to eat half of a kazayit of the meat outside of the allowed place, and half of the kazayit tomorrow. Kahatzi zayit lemahar vekahatzi zayit bahutz, or the opposite. He had kavanah to eat half of a kazayit of the meat tomorrow, and half of the kazayit of meat outside of its place. Pasul. Ve'en bo karet. In all of these cases, the korban is invalid, but there's no penalty of karet for eating the meat, because we say that the pigul isur does not take effect. As we stated in the last Mishnah, in order for pigul to happen, the entire service has to be done with proper kavana, the seder of the offering of the korban. And here, since you have, even if it's only part of the avodah, or part of one internal avodah, one segment of it being done with half of an improper thought, that invalidates things, and therefore the pigul isur would not take effect, according to this opinion of Tana Kama. But the next Tana is going to disagree with that ruling, as well as some of the other rulings in the previous Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeh kelal, this is the general rule for invalidating intentions when pigul is involved. Imahashevet hazeman kadma lemahashevet hamakom. If the intention about time came before the intention about place, pigul vehayavin alav karet, then pigul is in play, and a person is liable to the penalty of karet for eating the korban. Since the improper thought about the time happened first, that starts it, and even if there's something invalidating afterwards, we ignore that, and it is considered to be pigul, because pigul is an improper thought about zman, about time. V'machshevet hamakom kadma l'machshevet hazman, pasul ve'en bo karet. But if the intention about place came before the intention about time, then the korban is invalid, and there's no karet for eating it, because it's not considered to be a problem of pigul, because pigul is only when there's an improper thought about zman. And here, the improper thought about makom happened first, so that's the one we focus on. V'hachamim omrim, ze vaze pasul ve'en bo karet. But hachamim say both of these cases, where the time intention came first, and where the place intention came first, doesn't matter, the korban is invalid, but there's no penalty of karet for eating it. What we're saying here is hachamim basically agree with the opinion of Tanakama. We'll conclude with a halakha that everyone agrees with. Le'echol ka'atzi zayit, u'lahaktir ka'atzi kazayit. If a person had intention to eat half a kazayit of the meat, and to burn half a kazayit of the emurim past their time or outside of their place, kasher, the korban is valid. She'en achila v'haktara mistarefim, because the intention about eating and the intention about burning do not combine to equal a full kazayit. So therefore, since either of these intentions, neither of them were significant, because they were both about less than a kazayit, and we say there's no combination between the two, there's nothing here to invalidate the korban, and the korban is considered to be a regular korban with no issue.